The CEO of the Red Cross, Tom Fodor, calls the cuts unprecedented.
Well, I'm very concerned because it's a slashing of the safety net in our community. These emergency situations and needs aren't going to disappear. So I hope that our community and the United Way takes that into consideration as we go forward into the future.
But Jane Close with United Way says they have a new model that advances not just health, but also income and education. She says the organization had to change its funding allocation to equally support the new programs.
It was simply a matter of not enough money available to go around to meet all the important priorities in the health area to their full request.
Fodor with the Red Cross says no matter the outcome of the appeals process, their organization will continue its work in the community. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.